Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about what to do when people criticize you or attack your sanity. Okay, I want to talk about a passage of scripture in the Bible. It's Luke 11, 18, and 19. And if you turn with me there, it says that the Pharisees, a couple of scriptures before that, it says that the Pharisees were accusing Jesus of having Beelzebub, that he casted out demons using Beelzebub. But Jesus answered him and said, "If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? So they will be your judges." So basically, Beelzebub is the prince of demons, the ruler of demons, which is basically Satan. And so they were trying to say that Jesus cast out demons using divination, which wasn't true. And sometimes people will try to say things that are untrue about you, and you have to know how to stand up for what you believe in and take a stand and let them know the truth about you. You have to, you know, hold your ground, and no matter what people say about you, all that matters is what God has to say about you, you know. And so when people, like, I'm a person that's often attacked about my sanity. I don't know why people don't want to believe that I have a sense of sanity. For years, my family has criticized me about basically being crazy, but it's because I'm not a sinful person. I'm a very pure person, and people seem to find me odd, in which case the Bible says that he set apart a people for his kingdom, and they're peculiar people, that we're a peculiar people. And so there's some things that are peculiar about me, and instead of people seeing it as, oh, she's set apart by God, they see it as like, oh, she's crazy. And so what do we do when people criticize us and attack our sanity? Well, it says that how Jesus responded. First of all, he told them, he answered them with a question. So let's say somebody asked me, "Are you crazy?" Well, what makes you think that I'm crazy? You know, so we fight back with a question. We fight back with a sword. The word of God. "For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out?" Because obviously the sons were using divination, and so they would know all about it. So if he was doing that, then who was their sons doing it? How were they casting out demons? So they are to judge, because obviously they knew more about it than were more into using divination than God was. And so there we have it. I mean, when people criticize you, you have to believe in what God says about you. You know, you have to just take a stand for what you believe is true and right. Take a stand for what you believe in. And just you know, question their criticism of you. What makes them believe the way that they believe about you? What gives them, what reasoning do they have to make such assumptions about you? Because as I said before, it was assumed that I was bipolar. It was assumed that I was sick, that, you know, I didn't have a right to be angry ever. You know, every time I was angry about something, oh, she's crazy. But no, I have a right to be angry. The Bible says it's okay to be angry, but in your anger, do not sin. It was assumed a lot of things about me because of, you know, my upbringing, some things that I shared or said or whatever, you know. And if a family member or a relative can cause everybody to believe that I'm crazy, then they wouldn't have to believe anything that I said. You see what I'm saying? And so it was placed on me that I was, you know, a mental wreck or whatever. But in reality, you know, the truth is the truth. Whether people like it or not, your truth is all that matters. And God's truth is all that matters. So the truth will speak for itself. it's not that I or anybody else is crazy. It's that people are literally being spiritually attacked. They're being mentally abused. They're being physically abused. They're being abused in every way, emotionally abused. And then they have the nerve to say that you're the one that's crazy, or your mentality is not right, or something is wrong with you, or that you're having an episode and different things, and they try to criticize you and attack your sanity, when they know all along they have verbally abused you, they have spiritually abused you, they have emotionally abused you, and they have physically abused you, and then they attack your sanity, which is crazy, on their half, not on your half, because you have the right to be angry when people treat you in such manner. And so that's how we fight back. We fight back with the word of God, because we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities in high places. And so we don't fight back with our fists. We fight back with the word of God. We don't get a gun and shoot somebody. We don't stab people. We don't hurt people or spill their blood as much as we would like to at times. We don't do that. Because the word of God said is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it says that we fight back spiritually. Because these people are attacking our mentality in a way that is subtle. And the only way to fight back is spiritually, by prayer. We forgive them because they know not what they do. Count it all joy when different trials and situations come up. Count it all joy. You know, and you have to pray for your enemies, feed your enemies, love your enemies. You know, there's not a lot. Everybody is not going to be for you. Some people are going to be against you, and you have to love them regardless. Love them in a way that you don't entangle yourself with them, that you keep your distance from them. You avoid such people that are hateful, that are criticizing you. But you also pray for them, especially if you're talking about a person that you're blood related to. You have to be able to stand your guard and know that it's attack from Satan himself, attack from the enemy, and not the actual person, because they don't know what they're saying or what they're doing. You forgive them because they know not what they do. So that's how you deal with somebody when they're attacking you or criticizing you. First of all, you state your peace, how you feel about it. You let them know that you are allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to feel the way that you feel about such matters. You're allowed to state how you feel. You're allowed to think the way you think. You're allowed to have feel the way you feel. And that just because they remember something to be one way, you remember it to be another way, and that's okay. But you don't allow people to continue to criticize you. You walk away and you pray for them and you leave it at that. Forgive and move forward. Okay, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.